The state of Oregon is the only one in the nation that allows physician-assisted suicide. Now voters to the north of that state in Washington State are about to decide whether to adopt a similar law. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports.
Nancy Nijelski sits in her kitchen in suburban Seattle, surrounded by pictures of her husband, Randy, before he died of brain cancer 2 years ago.
Very athletic man, always in excellent health his whole life.
Nijelski says her husband's death was the definition of undignified.
That I had to, you know, pick him up and change his diapers just like you would change a baby. He didn't want that. That isn't dignified.
Nijelski says her husband's dying wish was that Washington State adopt an Oregon-style physician aid in dying law. Today, Nijelski is one of the leading voices for Initiative 1000, a measure on this November's ballot that supporters call Washington State's Death with Dignity Act. It would allow physicians to prescribe a lethal dose of medication to patients who request it and are diagnosed with less than 6 months to live. Nijelski visibly bristles at the term assisted suicide.
It makes me angry to hear anybody say that my husband was suicidal. This is someone who is not physically healthy, who is going to die and just wants to shorten their suffering.
But another recent widow sees this issue very differently. Reba DeTournier is former dean of the University of Washington School of Nursing. In her Seattle condominium, she points out photos of her husband, Rudy.
And then that's one of the two of us in Vienna.
DeTournier's husband died last year at the age of 95 after a prolonged illness. DeTournier opposes aid in dying, but that wasn't always the case. The last time an end-of-life measure was on Washington State's ballot, in 1991, DeTournier was an advocate for it. But after watching her husband die, DeTournier changed her mind. Now she's become a vocal opponent of I-1000. She doesn't see the need for it.
We are doing a whole lot better with controlling pain and anxiety, so that if people would just choose hospice care earlier than they do, they really would have a whole lot easier a time with this.
I-1000 in Washington State is dividing doctors, too. An anonymous online survey of physicians 2 years ago showed 50% in favor, 42% against. One doctor who's undecided is Kevin Martin, a family practice physician who's also a nursing home medical director. Martin says he understands the desire of patients to have some control over their final days.
I can understand somebody saying, I want this pain to end, I want this suffering to end. And on a compassionate basis, that is a very compelling argument for me.
But as a doctor, Martin is unsure if physicians should play a role in speeding up the dying process.
I think that a lot of the discomfort I feel is that, in a very real sense, this initiative puts physicians in that position.
Officially, the Washington State Medical Association and the state's Hospice and Palliative Care Organization are opposed to legalizing physician aid in dying. In Oregon, 10 years of experience with Death with Dignity has revealed no major abuses, but critics say oversight of the law is inadequate. As of last year, 341 people had hastened their own deaths since 1997, an average of 34 a year. Linda Ganzini is an Oregon psychiatrist and researcher who recently published a paper in the British Medical Journal on Oregon's Death with Dignity. She says she remains ambivalent about the law.
When I look at what are the most important aspects of good end-of-life care, I honestly cannot say that having a Death with Dignity Act is a crucial part. But on the other hand, I'm also impressed that this is a group of people who've never liked other people taking care of them. And so this is often not impulsive. It's not something that is ill thought out. It's very consistent with who they are.
A reputable nonpartisan poll last month suggested strong support for I-1000 in Washington State. But that was before the TV spots began. Now, actor Martin Sheen, a.k.a. President Bartlett, is starring in ads for the No on 1000 campaign, ads that are clearly designed to appeal to Democratic voters who might be inclined to vote yes on I-1000. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.